second to last week of session this week, Senator, and the big event, as always, getting the budget done and to the executive branch on time.
It is, and we got it done. Skin of our teeth. It was close. I was on the conference committee most of those, I think 6 or 7 of the 13, and so we barely got it done. Some good things happened. Did some creative paperwork and some creative moving around of funds, with some of it through professional registration boards, but we're now able to fund nursing homes like we should, and also in home health care. And those were two big issues that were near and dear to my heart, to make sure we took care of those people that were in dire straits that really needed help. There's other places, yeah, I would love to fund other things, but the money just wasn't there, and it's a tight year. Previous administration left us whole with $450 million doing rainy day fund. Lots of withholds that the present governor came along and had to fill in, release, do whatever. State of Missouri is moving the right direction, but it's a slow move. It's turning a big shift to get ahead the right direction financially. So we're still working on that. I'm proud of the governor. He's came along and actually stopped in the office. I had a breakfast, had staff. He came in to visit with myself and other reps, other senators. Made a commitment that he was going to get the work done, and gave us a warning that if we weren't going to get it done, that we would be here all through the summer. And normally we're out in the field during that time visiting and doing stuff like that. But he flat made it clear that this was the agenda people wanted. And regardless of how people feel, we're going to stay here and get our work done. And I agree with him. I'm standing by his side that we've got something to do, you do it. The old thing, if you got to eat a frog, you eat it all in one bite and get it over with. You don't just pick on it. So take on the tough items and face it up and vote one way or another, but get it done.
The budget itself, as has been the case for a lot of years, a lot of the really hard decisions had to be made this year especially.
They did, and it seems like every year there's tough ones, but this year was an extremely tough one. We've gone through tough times before. My goodness, I've been up here 13 years in office, I think it is, and 15 years, besides 2 years, I've been up here as chief of staff, and see tough times, but this is one of the tougher budgets, and we were just way in a hole.
From here, obviously, the budget yet to be signed, as it's just now delivered to the governor, the next fiscal year starting in July. Any indication of how successful the budget in total would be, as in, are you expecting any line items or any withholds between now and, say, veto session in September?
I'd say there will be some line items that he'll have to withhold. It all depends. We've got several hundred million sitting over revenue and refunds that are due out right now that the state does not have the money to pay. So that's going to be a challenge to come up with that. Other items like that, rainy day fund, there's $450 million we've got to come up with, or he has, to pay back that fund that Governor Nixon borrowed on. And so it's going to be a challenge. So I honestly think I was very proud that we fully funded the public schools. First time I can ever remember that we've done that. And doing so, that keyed other things. And I think there will probably be some withholds there. And I had some school administrators contact me that understood my position that if we fully fund it, they're going to have withholds. And that's a bad spot to put them in, because we say we're going to give them so much money, and then suddenly we can't deliver. And they've already made commitments with teachers, with raises, staff. And then where they come with the money? They dip into the reserves best they can, but oftentimes those reserves have been dwindled down, and they have to maintain a certain balance there.
No secret, a lot of flooding affecting Missouri this week, and a lot of it seems to have been in your part of the world.
It has. I think my district got hit as hard as any. I do run from basically Greene County line, which is Springfield basically, all the way to Poplar Bluff, and my goodness, we've just got wiped out. I do get daily reports on what's going on down there from MoDOT, from Conservation Commission, from different people down in the area. County Commissioner's been great. Cities have been great. I'll be back down in the district again this weekend looking at some of them and assessing some of it and seeing where we're at. But I'm really proud of our law enforcement, our firemen, volunteers, all kinds of people that stepped up, and neighbors that have stepped up, churches stepped up, Red Cross setting up temporary shelter. Missourians are strong people, and they come together when there's an event like this happens. And so don't hear any griping. I haven't heard anybody call. No one's called up the office that I need my road fixed or anything else. But they're just all working together. And it's a cooperative effort. Our co-op employees, my goodness, get electricity to all those people, and they can't get to a lot of them. And so that's a problem. Yeah, they could hook them up or get it set up, but they just can't do it because the roads, bridges washed out, and the type of equipment they need to take in cannot get in. So that's been an issue. It's kind of interesting that I got a call from a county commissioner concerned about EPA slowing up their projects because of certain species in the streams and building new bridges. And I was assured that wasn't going to happen by the Highway Commission. To the best of their knowledge, it wasn't. And they had never seen that before. And here's the Conservation Commission right here at my door saying, hey, Mike, that's not going to happen. You know, we can do this, we can do that. Everybody's working together. Proud of Missourians for doing so. I would invite anybody to contact me if they have issues with any state departments. Not that we can straighten it out or can't, but we will make contact with them and stand up for them. So I would encourage anybody who's got any issues with them to contact us. Can't do much with insurance companies, and so much of this money is depending on federal money being released. I know Governor Greitens has done the right process to get that money heading towards Missouri, and I'm sure Senator Blunt's out there fighting for us and going to do all he can to get it in the area.